From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. General Motors has announced a deal it hopes will give the company some breathing room as it plans a turnaround. GM's board will sell a majority stake in the company's finance arm, GMAC, to a private investment firm for $14 billion. GM did its best to put a positive spin on the news, but as NPR's Jack Speer reports, the sale of the company's only profitable division focused attention on GM's many weaknesses.
By selling 51% of GMAC to a private investment group, CEO Rick Wagoner said the company is achieving another important milestone in the turnaround of General Motors. And joking with reporters, the embattled CEO said he also appreciates the vote of confidence he got from the GM board.
I appreciate support from the board, our workers, my wife, anybody I can get it from these days. That's all a plus.
Wagoner went on to say, when people in the future look at this time period, they will realize just how critical recent actions have been.
In the context of history, the last 6 months are going to prove to be pivotal in basically restructuring the business so we can have a viable future going forward, not just getting to profit for a quarter or two, but building a robust business model that reflects today's reality.
GM lost more than $10.5 billion last year and is currently offering early retirement buyouts to more than 100,000 of its workers. But there are those who wonder whether even the moves announced so far will be enough.
Companies as big as General Motors have not been able to turn themselves around.
Peter Marici is a professor at the University of Maryland Business School. He says history is replete with examples of large companies that tried to restructure outside of bankruptcy and ultimately could not.
If you look at the steel sector, LTV, Bethlehem, Acme, National, all failed because their management couldn't address the problems that they had with the United Steelworkers. In the end, they ended up in bankruptcy, and it took new independent management to come in and shake things up, cut a new deal, and put together the kinds of disciplines necessary to produce a product the market would accept.
But others say GM, despite its losses, still has billions of dollars of cash in the bank, and with this latest deal gets another $14 billion in liquidity. David Healy is an auto industry analyst at Burnham Securities. He thinks GM's problems are solvable.
Auto industry turnarounds, which have been necessary every now and again, have always worked, except historically at GM. This time I think it's different because Wagner, the CEO of GM, is very aggressively tackling their problems.
GM hopes bringing in new investors will allow GMAC to restore its ailing credit rating, which has been dragged down along with the value of GM stock. GMAC provides automotive and commercial financing as well as mortgage services. Last year, in sharp contrast to parent GM, it earned $2.8 billion. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.